in this house, we want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ when it comes to our entertainment choices.
This is Family Policy Matters with NC Family President John Rustin.
Thank you for joining us for Family Policy Matters. Our guest today is Bob Waliszewski. Bob is director of Focus on the Family's Media and Culture Department, featuring the popular website PluggedIn.com, where parents and children can find movie reviews and other important information on TV programs, video games, and DVDs. Bob also hosts a daily 60-second radio feature called Plugged In Entertainment Review that is heard in over 900 communities nationwide. He is the author also of the book Plugged In Parenting, How to Raise Media Savvy Kids with Love, Not War. Summertime is upon us, which brings the release of a lot of movies that are marketed to kids and family audiences. And Bob is with us today to talk about some of the new movies being released and how we can determine whether they are truly family friendly. And we'll also be talking about how we can help our kids become more discerning about the media they consume. Bob, welcome to Family Policy Matters. We're delighted to have you with us.
Well, John, I'm delighted to be on your show.
Bob, as I mentioned, as we were chatting before the program, I have used your resource countless times and am so appreciative of all that you do with Plugged In Online. And we just thank you for that resource. And Bob, as we begin our conversation today, tell us about a few of the new movies that are being released this summer that are aimed at family or youth audiences. And in general, would you say this is a good summer for family-friendly movies or not?
Well, it used to be that they'd kick off the movie season for the summer at Memorial Day weekend. Well, the last 3 to 4 years, they keep backing that up. X-Men, which did come out Memorial Day weekend, Alice Through the Looking Glass, Warcraft, Finding Dory, Independence Day, The Legend of Tarzan, The BFG, The Secret Life of Pets, Ghostbusters, Star Trek Beyond, Suicide Squad. That kind of wraps up the summer as far as the movies that are geared toward kids. Now, John, we've seen some of these. We've not seen all of these. Typically, we see most, I'd say about 95% of the films we see in advance of release. Every once in a while, they don't screen in advance. Usually means they've got a bomb on their hand. Mm. What we're going to have is what we always have. We're going to have some hits. We're going to have some misses. We're going to have some that seem to understand the family audiences. And I guarantee you, there's going to be a bunch that they just don't have a clue.
Well, Bob, I know that the secular press dubbed 2014 as, quote, the year of the Bible because of the number of Bible-based or spiritual movies that were released then. But it looks like to me this year is shaping up to be another similar year to that. What are your thoughts about that? Or would you agree with the assessment that 2016 may also be another, quote, year of the Bible?
You know, this year, my goodness, it's been more than one a month. Something I have been hoping for and dreaming for and praying for a long time. We kicked off January with a movie called The Masked Saint, and we had a movie called Cage No More. We had Risen, which came out now, by the way, out on DVD for those who are looking for a film that might be good for the family. We had The Young Messiah come out in March. We had Miracles from Heaven came out in March. Then on April Fool's Day, God's Not Dead 2. So we have a new Ben-Hur remake that Mark and Roma Downing are been working on. That I get to see very soon here. I'm looking forward to that. So this year, when it's already more than one a month, and we have a few more still in the works, it definitely is shaping up to be another, you know, year of the Bible, part two or three, depending on how you're counting. And I think that's a good thing, because I'm looking for the day when families can go to the movie theater anytime they want to, without ever looking at the paper, without ever going online to see what's playing. And when they get to the theater, look at the marquee and go, I know one of those is a faith-based film, because there's always one playing at this theater. And they look up and go, oh yeah, that one. Honey, that's the one we're going to. We're not there yet, but we're getting there closer, it seems, every year.
Well, that's exciting. Now, Bob, I know when we look at movies that are heavily marketed to families and children, those that are often rated PG, for example, some of these are not always appropriate or suitable for younger audiences. I know we talk about this often on this program, about the content and the rating systems that are used to rate movies and broadcast television, et cetera. In the past, I know you've recommended that parents not rely too heavily on the movie rating system. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, John, this is a great place to insert shameless plug for Plugged In, you know, because really, I do believe exactly what you just said, that the ratings aren't trustworthy. And if they're not trustworthy, parents need some kind of tool. We're not the only show in town. I mean, I like ScreenIt.com, for instance. They charge a fee to access their reviews, but they're pretty conservative and pretty reliable. And so there are a few other places out there. But because of generous donors, Focus on the Family made a decision years ago to say, we're going to do our reviews for absolutely free. We believe in the family. We want to strengthen the family in this area of media discernment. So I can charge. And, you know, people give generously because of it, and we were very, very grateful. But concerning the ratings, here's what's happened. The MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, made up of a mysterious group that no one posts their names per se, show up in a room, watch these films, and then give them what they think is a rating. They do it democratically, and then they come away with, then it gets that G or PG or PG-13 or R or NC-17, what used to be the X. Those are the ratings. And it, you know, maybe even 10 years ago, it was a bit trustworthy. But what's happened so recently is that, especially, say, 7 or 8 years ago, is things that 10 years ago the MPAA would have called an R-rated film, they are now calling PG-13. Well, what does that exactly mean? That means that according to the MPAA, that if a child is 12 years of age and 364 days, 12 years and 364, now 12 years and 365, oh, now we don't call them a 12-year-old anymore. Now they're a teenager, they're a 13-year-old, that they should be able to see the likes of, and you know, fill in the blank, Land of the Lost, Love Guru, Meet the Spartans, Mr. Woodcock, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, Perks of Being a Wallflower, Rock of Ages, The Backup Plan, The Internship, The Other Guys, Think Like a Man, Welcome Vicky Cristina Barcelona, Yes Man, Year One. I mean, those are just several titles that come to mind that are rated by the MPAA as acceptable for your 12-year-old and 365-day-year-old young person. Yeah. And I'd say, wait a minute, this should be so R-rated that I wouldn't even want my mother to see it. I mean, she would blush. I would blush. This is nasty stuff. So it's completely unreliable. Every once in a while they get it right, but you can't rely on something that just every once in a while gets it right. You have to be able to rely on it that gets it right 99.9% of the time, and I think they get it right more like 15% of the time. The other 85% they don't get right.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a resource from NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
Well, I'd have to agree with you. And as the parent of two teenagers, I know that I have utilized your resource many, many times. And it's important because the details of language that's used, the graphic nature, potential violence, sexual innuendo, all those sorts of things are really important for discerning parents to understand. And speaking of teenagers, Bob, I know sometimes even my children have said, Mom, Dad, this movie's rated PG or PG-13 or whatever. All of my friends are going to see it. Why can't I go? What advice do you have for parents who are facing that situation, issues over movies or other forms of media entertainment for that matter, in discussions with older children? What is the best way to handle these kinds of disputes in a way that helps teens understand our motivation for saying no at times and helping them learn the process of being discerning about the types of movies and other programming that they view?
That's such a great question, John. And my answer may sound a little simplistic, and I think maybe some of our listeners may be tempted to roll their eyes and go, "Okay, Bob, that's so obvious." But it may be. But have you done it? And here's my advice. We talk about having the sex talk with our kids. We talk about having the drug talk with our kids. But have we had a media talk with our kids? And I would recommend not just kind of a one-time shot. We got it out of the way. Good. Okay. Our kids know where our boundaries are. And from now on, we'll never have to mention it again. I'd like to think that probably once a quarter, at least twice a year, that we sit our kids down at the dinner table, we have a nice meal, and afterwards, especially in a two-parent home, dad gets back and he leads the conversation and says, "Hey guys, we're going to have a discussion. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. Because as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord in this area." And that's the area of media discernment. And in this house, we want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ when it comes to our entertainment choices. And guys, It's a tough world out there. Sometimes it's hard to make those decisions, but we're going to be doing this as a family. And as your father, I'm going to lead the way, and I'm not going to compromise. And here's where our standards are. Here's what we're going to allow, and here's what we're not going to allow. And it doesn't matter what every single other family at church seems to be doing. That's not our standard. We want to glorify Christ.
Well, that's a great answer, and I think I love what you said, is for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But that starts with me. So this standard applies not only to what parents allow their children to see, but I assume what parents watch at home themselves.
Yes, because we have some listeners, I know, because it's unfortunately a little too frequent, where the parents cut some corners themselves with some racy stuff, you know? Okay, we got a bedroom TV and the kids are asleep, and okay, we're going to push the boundaries and we're going to, you know, it's kind of nasty, but hey, we're going to watch it in the bedroom. It's just the two of us and whatever. I'll tell you, your kids are going to find out somehow. Don't ask me how, but I promise you, if you're not modeling it, your kids will know someday. They may not know when they're 3 and when they're 4, but sometime around somewhere 10, 11, 12, they are going to know. Don't ask me how. They're going to find out that you're not modeling it. And that hypocrisy in the home, it just is devastating for a young person. They told me not to watch MTV, but look what they're watching. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. So we've got to be parents that model it. We believe in it. We practice it. We model it. We want our kids to model it. They never see any shortcuts in our home that way. And when they leave our home, they're not those kind of kids that are saying, "You just wait till I go off to college. I'm going to watch what I want to watch, and I'm going to listen to what I want." And I mean, their hearts are set on rebellion. They can't wait to get out. But if they've watched it be modeled by their parents over and over again, and they've had healthy boundaries discussed as a family, and they know where those boundaries are by loving parents who aren't legalistic, but they're just loving and have good, stern boundaries, they're going to go for it.
Well, that's a great admonition to our listeners. And I just want to encourage all of our listeners to take advantage of these resources. And unfortunately, Bob, we're just about out of time for this week. But I do want to give you, before we leave, an opportunity to share your website with our listeners and learn where they can go to find this valuable information about movies, DVD reviews, video games, other things of that nature.
Well, two places. PluggedIn.com is our website. It's awfully easy to get there, PluggedIn.com. But since most of us have smartphones these days, but we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app for both, which has PluggedIn, basically our reviews, in the palm of your hand.
I wonder how many of those apps are downloaded in the line at the movie theater. But parents, don't wait that long. Go ahead and download the app. Make sure you've got it accessible to you and that you go online to PluggedIn.com. Again, PluggedIn.com, and avail yourself of this incredibly valuable information. With that, Bob Waliszewski, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of what I know is a very busy schedule to be with us on Family Policy Matters, and for your great and very important work at Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com. Thank you.
Thank you, John. It's been a great privilege being able to speak to your audience.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters, a production of NC Family. to listen to our radio show online, and for more valuable resources and information about issues important to families in North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.